Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the visitation of His power. Receive the touch of His power. Receive the move of His power. Receive a change of story right now. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We glorify. We honor. We adore. Thank you, Master. And 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 thank you, Adonai. In the name of Jesus. Declare every yoke of oppression, every form of oppression is broken right now. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. I welcome everyone here to this night's service in the precious name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. Tonight we shall look at the subject of the power of the blood of Jesus. The power of the blood of Jesus. On this preservation service night, our objective is to identify, first to identify the power that is in the blood of Jesus, and second, to identify the reason behind the power of the blood of Jesus. By way of introduction, it's important to note that the Word of God is our reference point in all matters of life. The Word of God is our reference point in all matters of life. And the Word of God is the basis of our expectations in life. It's our reference point. I heard that a general was giving an instruction to a subordinate. And he said, I have two laws for you. Number one, the general is always right. Number two, if you are in doubt, refer to law number one. Did you get that? That is no escape for the man. No, law number one, he is right. Law number two, if you are in doubt at all, confirm from law number one. I'm not sure that is possible, but that is how the Bible is. The Bible is always true. When you are in doubt, consult the Bible. Somebody say loud amen. It is the basis of our expectation in every situation. You don't refuse for the devil to give you what to expect. You don't refuse for your experience to give you what to expect. You don't expect the situations of life to give you what to expect. Let the Word of God give you what to expect. He said, heaven and earth may pass, but not a jot or a tittle
of my word shall pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word or one tittle of my word shall pass. The Bible said in Romans, it said, let God be true, and let every man be a liar. One translation says the word of God will prove true, irrespective of who or what questions it. The word of God will always prove true, irrespective of who or what questions it. Let God be true, but let every man, every devil, every situation be a lie. Somebody say a loud amen. And so tonight, as we unravel the power of the blood of Jesus, I would like you to uphold that blood above everything that you know concerning the blood. Now, a third thing I would like you to know is that what is revealed to you is what determines what is released for you. Your revelation determines your possession. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, it said the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. If it is revealed to you, it belongs to you. If it is revealed to you, it pertains to you. The meaning of this is your revelation determines your reality. If you are going to experience reality in any realm of life, you are going to have revelations in that realm of life. Your revelations determine your reality. What is clear to you determines what can be there for you. What is clear to you determines what can be there to you. Now, what is clear to us concerning the blood? We're going to look at 8 things about the blood. So when you take the communion and when you employ and engage the power of the blood, you know exactly what you are doing. When God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he said in Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 17, he told them, and the Lord God said, look at verse 14. All right, 17 rather. 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Adam ate it. But before he could die, God did something. Before he could die physically, now he had died spiritually. In Genesis 3 and in verse 21, now, we are going to be looking at types and shadows of the blood in the Old Testament. The blood of Jesus, types and shadows of them. Now, unto Adam also, and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. That is, God killed an animal, skinned the animal, and used the cloth of the animal to cover them. That was an atonement by the blood to avert something. So number one, what is the power in the blood? It is, number one, is power to suspend spiritual verdicts and produce divine covering. It is power to suspend spiritual verdicts and produce divine covering. There was a verdict that was standing, and the verdict was to eat it is to die. And then they became naked. God shed blood in order for that verdict to be suspended, in order for them to be covered. Now, if the verdict of God can be suspended and covering can be provided, how much more the verdict of a witch, or the verdict of a wizard, or the verdict of an occultist, or the verdict of an ancestral altar? I stand here by the mantle of God to declare today, as we take the communion tonight and employ the power of the blood, every enemy verdict concerning your life, every decree of hell concerning your destiny, every statement of a bitter person concerning your life, I declare them terminated. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Every verdict of hell regarding your life is terminated. Number two, it is power for the Passover of generational calamity. The Passover of generational calamity. God made the children of Israel to kill the Passover lamb and place the blood of that Passover lamb on the doorposts and the lintels of their houses. And the death angel was passing. In Genesis, in Exodus chapter 12 and in verse 12 and 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt tonight. I will smite all the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Now, every household was experiencing the death of firstborn, except the household where there is the blood on the lintel. Whenever there is generational calamity and there is the blood, there is the application of the blood, and there is a demand on the blood, there can be the Passover of such a calamity. I announce here today, in your family, in your community, and in our nation, every calamity that is passing and passing around shall pass over your life and pass over your family and pass over your children. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Say, in the name of Jesus, every generational calamity, pass over my life, my family, my destiny. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Number three is similar to number two, but I placed it as a separate point. It is power for exemption from generational danger and disaster. Power for exemption. When Joshua sent the spies to spy out Jericho, the harlot Rahab protected and preserved the spies, and they entered a covenant with her in Joshua chapter 2 and in verse 18 to 19. They said she should tie a scarlet thread. That is a type and a symbol of the blood. He said, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind the line, call it the bloodline, of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head. And we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. That is, anyone that is under this bloodline is covered and protected from the disaster that is coming upon Jericho. Everybody perished in Jericho except Rahab. And everybody that was under the shield of that bloodline, there was exemption. Is somebody here today? I prophesy by the blood of Jesus tonight, exemption from generational calamity. Exemption from danger. Exemption from disaster. Now, the meaning of this is, as this is becoming your revelation, is becoming your reality. Am I communicating at all? That was why I started by saying what I said. As this is becoming your revelation, is becoming your reality. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I have exemption from disaster, from danger. What wasted others in my family cannot come near me. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say, it is my reality because it is my revelation. It is my possession because it is my revelation. Give the praise as you take your seat. Number four, it is power for the preservation of the future, the vision, and the life of man. The preservation of the future, the vision, and the life the just. You know what happened? When the brothers of Joseph envied him, they envied him so much that they said, let us sell this dreamer. Let us see how his dreams can come to pass. So they saw the Ishmaelites coming and they sold him. But in order to lie to their father, they needed an excuse. And not knowing that that excuse they were trying to create was a redemptive excuse. In Genesis 37 verse 21, Genesis 37 and in verse 21, and Reuben heard of it and delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. Keep going. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into the pit. Just keep going. Keep going. They stripped him of his coat of many colors. Keep going. Took him and cast him into a pit. Just keep going. They saw a company of Ishmaelites coming. They sold him. Keep going. And Judas, now, so, just keep going. So they sold, yes, they sold him. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. Aya. And they sent the coat of many colors and brought it to their father. They thought they were being cunning, not knowing that they were killing an animal to take the place of Joseph's life. Not knowing that it was an exchange they were doing. By killing that goat and dipping his coat inside the blood, it was a sealed deal. That this goat has died the death of the owner of this coat. Hey! This goat has died the death of the owner of this coat. So the future of Joseph got preserved. The vision that they were angry about, that he will become bigger than them, that vision got preserved. And the life of Joseph, and the life of Joseph also got preserved. I am here now. Now, I said, now if it is your revelation, it becomes your what? Your reality. If it is your revelation, it becomes your what? Your reality and your possession. Now hear this now. By the power of the blood of Jesus tonight, I announce to you today, Jesus who died for you to live, I announce to you today, your future is preserved. Your vision is preserved. Your life is preserved. And that is synonymous. It is in sync with Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2. But we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He died the death of every man. So when we employ his blood and you engage with his blood, you are saying, Lord, he died young so I can live long and fulfill my days, fulfill my future. And fulfill my vision for life. I announce to you today, by the blood of Jesus, your dream shall come to pass. Your vision shall come to pass. You shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your days. Every agenda of the enemy to cut you short is hereby terminated. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say whether the devil likes it or not, I shall fulfill my days. The purpose of God for my life shall come to pass. The agenda of hell for my life shall suffer frustration. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What could we have done without the blood? No wonder the songwriter said, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, 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 precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I know the blood of Jesus. Oh, 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 the blood. Those who hate you, who wish you dead, they will take steps to save you without knowing. Hey! The forces of hell who hate you with a passion and wish you dead, they will take steps that will save you without their notice. You believers, shout the loudest, amen! Number five, what is the power of the blood? It is the power to escape the wrath and anger of the enemy. Power to escape the wrath and anger of the enemy. Or power to escape the wrath, anger and death from the enemy. Those who hate you, who are angry that you are still alive, and who wants you dead. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 all the way to verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 all the way to verse 4. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. God was not telling Samuel to lie. He was telling Samuel to do what will preserve his life. And invite and call Jesse to sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. And I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. If Saul hear it, he will kill me. Is that right? All right, offer a sacrifice. Kill an animal. That animal will take the place of the death that Saul would have given you. Because he still anointed a king and Saul didn't kill him. If Saul hear that I anoint a king, he will kill me. And he still anointed a king. And he still poured oil on David. The Lord has anointed the king over Israel. Those who were not anointed will be angry. Eliab, Abinadab, Shammah. Those ones would have gone to Saul and said, are you aware that while you are still alive, they have anointed another person? But the death that should have come couldn't come because something died that death already. Hey! Hey! For I said God wasn't telling him to lie because he still anointed the person. And Saul will still hear that he anointed the person. But God was giving him a life-saving agenda. Shed the blood of this animal, and that takes your place in life. I don't know who is here today, and there is a hatred against you from the camp of darkness. I am anointed to announce they may hate you, but they can never harm you. They may hate you, but they can never hurt you. They may be bitter against you, but they can do nothing about you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. I prophesy to somebody here tonight, the hatred of the adversary shall be of no consequence. The bitterness of hell shall be of no consequence. The blood of Jesus tonight is rescuing you from the anger, from the hatred, from the bitterness, and from any hurt that your enemy can offer you. Hear me? Once you are connected to the blood of Jesus, you have no devil under heaven to be afraid of. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus 5 times. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Number 6 is the power of rescue from captivity and bondage. We saw that on Sunday. The 7 hours turned into 8 hours that did a damage to the kingdom of darkness. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. Zechariah 9, 11 and 12. He said, as for thee, O also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit where there is no water, the blood of the covenant. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. By the blood of the covenant, it brings prisoners out of captivity. Maybe you have a captivity from your family line that limits your destiny. Maybe it's a captivity of premature death. Maybe it's a captivity of strange inherited disease, hypertension, diabetes, that everybody in your line has. But by the blood of the covenant, you come out of the prison. You come out of the bondage. You come out. The blood is your stronghold. Is there somebody here today? As we take this communion tonight and engage the power of the blood, every captivity and prison where the devil has kept you or kept your family members, you are coming out. If you are saying amen, say amen like a believer. You are coming out of that prison. You are coming out of that captivity. You are coming out of that cave. You are coming out of that grave. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Number 7, it is power to swallow up affliction and function in health and vitality. Power to swallow up affliction and function in divine health and vitality. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5. He said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes the wound brought out blood. So apart from the pain he had, there was the bleeding that he had. And the stripes brought out blood. By those stripes, by that bleeding, you are healed. As we take the communion tonight, anything that is not of God in your body shall be swallowed up. Every planting of the seed of disease in your life, anything that is likely to eliminate you before time, shall be swallowed up. Say the loudest amen. Finally, number 8, it is power for the conquest of the enemy power to beat the devil hands down. Revelation chapter 11, chapter 12 and in verse 11. Revelation chapter 12 and in verse 11. And he overcame him. That is Satan the devil. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. On every side and in every count. We have victory over Satan. Victory over the devil. Victory over hell. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony. We overcome. We overcome the spirit of fear by the blood. We overcome the spirit of death by the blood. We overcome the spirit of depression by the blood. We overcome the agenda of hell by the blood. We overcome hell by the blood. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Can you outline it on the screen very quickly? What power is in the blood? Number one, read it with me if you heard me well. Want to go? It's power to suspend spiritual verdicts and produce divine covering. Number two, power for the Passover of generational calamity. Number three, power for exemption from generational danger and disaster. Number four, power for the preservation of the future, the vision, and the life of the just. Number five, power to escape the wrath, anger, and death from the enemy. To escape wrath, anger, and death from the enemy. Number six, power. Wait a minute. Are we done with number five? All right, number six. Power of rescue from captivity and bondage. Number seven is power to swallow up affliction and function in divine health and vitality. Number eight is power for the conquest of the enemy. Power to beat the devil hands down. I announce to someone here today, in any area of your life where it appears as if the devil has victory, I declare that devil after tonight shall be beaten hands down. In your family, in your marriage, in your destiny, in your career, that devil shall be beaten hands down. And tonight, you shall have the victory. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Why is the blood of Jesus so powerful? I'll give you two reasons. Number one, the blood leverages or takes advantage, leverages on the life of the owner. The life of the owner. Leviticus 17:11 said, the life of all flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. It leverages on the life of the owner. And who is the owner? Jesus. So when you engage the blood, you are engaging the life of the owner, Jesus Christ, and that life is indestructible. No man taketh my life from me. That life is indestructible. You engage the life of the owner. Secondly, the blood leverages on the power of the covenant. The power of the covenant. The power of the covenant. It is the blood of Jesus that establishes covenant between God and man. When he was giving them the communion in Matthew 26, he says, This blood is the New Testament. This is the New Testament in my blood. Can you identify that scripture? Just a moment. Hallelujah. Say, Father, thank you for the covenant. I thank you. 26:28. For this is my blood of the New Testament. The word testament is covenant. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. That is, every time we connect with the blood, we are connecting with covenant. So when you engage the covenant, you are engaging your covenant partner. Am I communicating? Marriage covenant makes a man and his wife to be one. When you look for my wife, you are looking for me. When you look for me, you are looking for my wife. That's how it is. When we engage and connect the blood, every devil looking for you is looking for God. Hey! I heard of a missionary by the name Stanley in Southern Africa. When he came as a missionary, in those days they were killing missionaries anyhow. So he decided to enter a covenant with a king. I can't remember whether it's the Zulu king or so. Stanley had a little goat that he was milking to drink, so that he didn't die of malaria and all those things in those days. When he came into covenant with the Zulu king, or the king of that Southern African area, the covenant means, anywhere you go, I will defend you. You won't die in this land. And you, missionary, ensure that you also defend our interest. So there was an exchange. The king gave him his staff. Stanley gave him his life goat. That was the sustenance of his life. So there was an exchange. So everywhere the Stanley went, he had the staff of the king. If you looked at him, you dare him, the king will dare you. You touch him, the king will level you. You confront him, the king will bury you. Because you are no longer seeing the man, you are seeing the covenant partner. You are seeing the king behind him. In the same manner, when we are in covenant, through the blood of Jesus, anyone who dares you, dares God. And if they can dare God, God will deal with them. Am I communicating? The blood works by the power of the covenant. When you engage the blood, you are activating the move of your covenant partner. I prophesy tonight, as we take the blood, as we engage in the communion tonight, every force that is looking for you shall encounter your covenant partner. You believe that? Shall the Lord say amen? If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet with a loud shout of amen. The power of the life of the owner and the power of the covenant. These two are enough. As a matter of fact, when covenant is activated, the messengers of the covenant, angels, are moved into action. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is why you cannot be wasted. By no devil, no power from hell. I want you to make up your mind. I am not a wastable material. I shall fulfill my days and fulfill my destiny and fulfill God's purpose for my life. Say a loud amen. Be upstanding everywhere you are. The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus. Everybody sing now. The blood. Everybody, body, 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 sing now the blood. Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow. Sing it to my friend, the blood of Jesus.
I have only two conditions tonight that
can make us beneficiaries of the power of the blood. And we shall read Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19. I will read all the way to verse 23. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. Having an high priest. Did you jump or something? Where did we start from? All right, go ahead. Keep going. All right, jump to verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Number one is the experience of salvation. Number two is the assurance of faith. You want to experience the power of the blood. The experience of salvation is number one, and the assurance of faith. Let us draw near with a full assurance of faith. Don't allow any devil to cause your faith to waver. In the reality of God and the reality of his promises. Of course, exercise your conscience to be void of offense. Engage these two among others. And you pass through the midst of the devil. You go your way. Somebody say amen. My assignment as a spiritual covering over your life and family and destiny by an apostolic and prophetic mandate is to teach you his word that will build up your faith and to, by his power, touch you. So that what you have received by revelation can be released into you by impartation. So I announce today, from this moment forward, the reality of the blood of Jesus shall be your portion. Say that amen like a believer. Can you lift up your hands and open your mouth and let's begin to appreciate God? Appreciate him for his word to you. Honor him for his word to you. Adore him for his word to you. Worship him.
Shatoko proko sataka nabalandas. Leko proko to shateke prekete kenandia. Eko prakata zeke leko preketo zakanandia. Esha labraga dagalagadagas. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. We shall be appreciating God for the preservation of life and for the gift of life. Job chapter 10 verse 12 and Psalm 118 verse 24. Job 10:12. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my life. Psalm 118 verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lift your voice and pray with me. Say, Father, thank you for the gift and preservation of life. Thank you, Lord, for this day you have made. We rejoice in you and give you the praise and glory. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, again, Father, thank you for the gift and preservation of life. Thank you, Lord, for this day you have made. We rejoice in you and give you the praise and glory. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Incorporate to Satana. Incorporate to Satana. Incorporate to Satana. Incorporate to Satana.
Father, thank you for this, for the gift of life, the gift of preservation of life. Thank you, Lord, for this day you have made. We rejoice in you, and we give you the praise and glory. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for the gift and the preservation of life. Thank you, Lord, for this day which you have made. We rejoice in you, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this day that you have made. We rejoice in you, and we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory. Let Bereke see that I. Thank you for this day, the day you have made. Thank you for this day you have made. We rejoice in you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the gift of preservation of life. May you be glorified. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In this segment, we shall be obtaining victory by the blood of Jesus. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. Pray with me. Say, Father, Father, I obtain victory.
I obtain victory
by the blood,
by the blood
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Again,
every satanic
agenda
over my life,
over my family,
over my family and destiny.
I bring them
into immediate
defeat.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Against the Father,
Father,
I obtain victory by the blood of Jesus. Against every satanic agenda over my life,
over
my family,
and
destiny, I bring them
into immediate
defeat.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
From verse 1 to the end. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters have overwhelmed us, the stream have gone over our souls. Then the proud waters have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers.
Hey.
The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the Lord, in the name of the Lord, who has made heavens and the earth. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
deliverance
from every enemy
trap
or snare.
Say
for me,
and my family,
this season,
I decree,
so trapped,
broken,
Isaiah 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Lift up your voices and say, Father, I take authority over every enemy weapon, passion against my life, my family, and destiny in this city. I bring them into defeat and condemn every wicked tongue risen up against me. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, again, Father, I take authority over every enemy weapon, passion against my life, my family, and destiny in this city. I bring them into defeat and condemn every wicked tongue to risen up against me. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voices and make us a prayer.
Jesus, we have prayed.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 68, verse 1. And Isaiah chapter 54, verse 15. Say, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake.
Amen.
Pray after me, Father.
Father,
I ask that you arise and scatter every candle and conspiracy of the kingdom of darkness against my life, my family, the church, the tsunamis in this season. We decree that the scatter never to arise in the name of Jesus. Father,
I ask
that you arise and scatter every candle and conspiracy of the kingdom of darkness against my life, family, and church, tsunamis in this vision. We decree that the scatter never to rise in Jesus' name. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Psalm 34:7. Let's read it together. It says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and say, Father,
I ask
for the encampment
of the
angels
around my life,
around my family,
destiny,
and the church,
dynamis,
against every attempted gang up of hell.
Oh
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father,
I ask
for the encampment of
round
about
my life,
family,
destiny,
church.
Dynamis
against
every
attempt
gang up
of hell.
In the name of
Jesus,
lift up your voice
and pray.
Precious name. The Lord has heard and he has answered in Jesus. Give him the praise. We're going to take 5 minutes of celebration. I said there's a lifting of that song you were singing before the testimony started. I said there's a lifting up. You take the first verse. Just take all the 3 verses together and then we'll move to the chorus straight. I'd like you to sing it to Revelation because that song is a revelation for somebody right now. Let's go. Listen, somebody, I like you to celebrate it. When it comes to, I say there's a lifting up. I like you to lift up yourself and let the devil know you are up.
I am not a mercy of this world.
there is a lifting up for you right now. Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Lift your hands now. And you're going to ask the master what you want the blood to do in your life now. The power. What agenda of hell you want that blood to tackle right now? While we are in that prayer, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. I'd like you to quickly run to the front here. Because the first condition is the experience of salvation. You want your sins forgiven? You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? You are tired of a bondage? That young man was in masturbation for 7 years since the age of 10. That yoke was broken and he got admission. A lifestyle may be hindering your open door. A lifestyle may be hindering your breakthrough. Why don't you make it right with God today and see how he opens your doors? Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly come to the front here. I'll give you the count of 10. Anywhere you are, you are saying, Pastor, I need to surrender my life to Jesus. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord of my life. Maybe you claim to have given your life to Christ, but you are not living the life. One leg in the church, one leg out. Service on Sunday morning, clubbing in the week. Come now and give your life to Jesus. Make your ways right. Maybe you are here today. Your friends cannot tell whether you are a Christian or not. And if unbelievers cannot tell whether you are a Christian or not, then you are not. Because by their fruits you shall know them. If your friends can't tell that you are saved, if your life does not convict them, if people can't come around you and say, can you tell me about yourself? There's something different about you. Then there's something wrong. Quickly come forward here and make your ways right with Jesus. Quickly, quickly. Quickly, I give you the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus,
you want to rededicate yourself also as well.
Jesus,
set me free
from fear and sorrow.
Jesus, set me free. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.